This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got news of some terrific fishing throughout the state, as well as a number of items of interest throughout the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as we mentioned, we do have some terrific fishing locally, as well as our big three reservoirs. We'll be taking a little in more of an in-depth look at that a little bit later. But first, if you have a youngster interested in the outdoors, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Rend Lake is encouraging youth of all ages to attend an environmental series science series program on July 14th at the Rend Lake Project Office Visitor Center, which is located on the west side of the Rend Lake Dam. The program, which is scheduled from 8 to 10 p.m., is entitled A Backyard Campout and will be presented by park rangers, and program includes hands-on activities such as competitive games, tent building, and making an outdoor treat. All youths are encouraged to come out and enjoy the outdoor fun. Now, for more information about this and other upcoming programs, you can contact the Rend Lake Project Office and Visitor Center at area code 618-724-2493. And if you're a non-resident wanting to get in on some of our terrific archery deer hunting, the online lottery application period is now open through June 30th for non-resident Illinois archery combination deer permits for the 2014 and 15 season. Non-resident hunters should apply online through a link provided at the www.dnr.illinois.gov site. And non-residents may apply for one combination archery permit per season. The upcoming Illinois archery deer season is October 1st through January 18th and is closed in firearm deer counties on November 21st through the 23rd and December 4th through the 7th for the firearm deer season. And if you're a boater or watercraft owner, watercraft owners in Illinois are reminded that boat registrations, except for non-powered watercraft, are good for 3 years and will expire on June 30th. Now, watercraft owners can renew registration online at www.il.wildlifelicense.com, or you can call them at 866-867-3542. That number again is 866-867-3542. Now, when renewing, watercraft owners should have handy their Illinois registration number and hull identification number, which is located on the registration card, and a pen and paper to record their confirmation number. Non-motorized watercraft, canoes, kayaks, and paddle boats in Illinois are no longer required to be licensed or titled in Illinois. Non-motorized watercraft owners are now required to purchase a water usage stamp for $6 per calendar year for each of the first three vessels and $3 for each and any additional vessels, plus an agent fee of 50 cents will be charged per vessel. The annual stamps will expire on December 31st each year, and water usage stamps are available from any IDNR direct sales license and permit vendor. So any place you can get a fishing and hunting license, you can get your annual water usage stamp. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and then come back and look at fishing at throughout Illinois and Illinois' three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages.
I wake up with my radio, shower and make up with it, drink coffee and take off with it on my arm. No jumps, road bumps, add rhythm to my songs, sing-alongs at stop signs, sticky rhymes running through my days. Take my radio to go, and go where my radio plays. However and wherever you listen, radio keeps you company.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned earlier, we've got some terrific fishing at our own local waters as well as the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Locally, it's almost all bluegill and catfish with a spattering of largemouth bass scattered in right now. We've got some superb catfish action coming from almost every local lake. And the bluegill bite, it's going strong as well. Largemouth bass, they're a hit and miss a thing, primarily morning and evening hours, and anglers are finding some pretty good success, and that's happening at virtually every local lake. At the big three reservoirs, starting with Rend Lake, the crappie bite remains good. The spawn is coming to an end, and the fish are moving back into deeper water. Some spawning fish are still being caught in the buckbrush. The lake has hundreds of miles of buckbrush on its shorelines, and while not all of it holds crappie, most of it does. Some of the areas that continue to produce fish are the Jackie Branch Neck, the Sandusky Neck, both Markham Necks, and Gun Creek. This time of year, a minnow worked under a slip bobber about 18 inches deep, fished in the bushes, works very well. You can also catch a few fish on jigs as well. Red chartreuse seems to be the better colors. Stake beds and brush piles in about 4 to 13 feet are producing the majority of the fish now and will continue to improve as the water warms. And the catfish bite at Rend, terrific. Catfish are moving shallow to the buckbrush and into the rocks to spawn. Fishing in front of the buckbrush or rocks is along Highway 154 are producing good numbers of fish. You can anchor and pull in line fish or use jugs and trout lines on Rend Lake. All have been very productive. And the bass bite, the bass have moved shallow, as it has at most lakes. Many bass are being caught in 1 to 4 feet of water. They're in the buckbrush spawning. Flipping plastics in front of the bushes will produce good fish. Black and blue jigs seem to be a favorite right now at Rend. Spinner baits in the shallows have also been producing fish. And the bluegill bite, they're moving in large numbers now in the backs of most necks. Red wigglers fished in these necks will produce good numbers of fish. The last few years seem to be seeing more and bigger bluegill. So while Rend's not known for bluegill, it looks like it's improving. So they're catching some very nice bluegill. At Carlisle Lake in the main lake right now, catfish bite is going very good. There's a lot of fish being caught, and lots of crappie fishermen have been landing some nice cats while crappie fishing as well. They're moving or getting ready to move into the rocks. The crappie bite, though not as good as it was, is still good. They're in the rocks and more scattered as the catfish are now making their way into the rocks. And the white bass bite, it's starting to turn into a better action now. We're seeing some good action on some nice size whites that are being caught. Try fishing the flats and sandy shores. In the tailwater, the catfish bite has been very good. They've been getting good numbers of these fish on night crawlers and cheese baits. Flatheads have also been active using live baits. And the crappie bite, good in the tailwaters. Still seeing some nice crappie coming from the spillway area on minnows and tube jigs, and some very good sauger action. The sauger bite still remains active from the boat or bank. Boaters are using lots of crankbaits while bank fishermen are doing fine on curly tail jigs. The white bass bite, still very good in the tailwaters. A lot of action with inline spinners coupled with a curly tail or tube jig. At Lake Shelbyville, not as many species going strong, but we're still seeing some pretty good crappie and certainly some walleye and sauger action improving as well. The lake is about a foot and a half over summer pool and has come up about a foot the last week. There is some debris floating, so be very careful out there. The water temperatures are anywhere from 76 for the most part on the north end, and the shallow crappie have slowed down. They're still catching crappie on stumps adjacent to the feeding flats in about 5 feet of water, but that's slowed from a couple weeks ago. Try using a slip bobber and minnow and drift past the stumps. They're also coming from the deeper brush, and the same thing, allowing the wind to slowly drift your minnow past these down brush piles. And they're also fishing deep trees on channel backs about 15 feet deep. This walleye and sauger action is coming from bottom bouncers and spinner rigs pulled through the standing timber and the edges of the feeding flats. In standing timber, try going with about 18 to 20 feet of line out and get down to the bottom about 10 to 12 feet deep at about a mile an hour. On the feeding flats, you can try running the bottom and targeting stumps. They're catching a ton of crappie doing this, and some walleye and sauger. Every day is different. You might catch a lot of walleye and sauger one day. The next day might struggle to catch a half dozen. So with about 60 crappie mixed in, this still makes for some great fishing. So you're going to catch a lot of fish in a day of action at Lake Shelbyville. The bass bite, it's rated fair to good, and they're catching these on spinner baits, buzz baits, crank baits, fished along the spawning areas. And the catfish bite, also good on all types of live and commercial baits. So as you can see, we've got lots of good action to be had locally as well as our big three reservoirs, and the time is now to get out and enjoy it. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time, and until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickett.